Jeremiah chapter 21. In the days of Zedekiah. In the 21st chapter, we evidently come upon a new division of the writings of Jeremiah, and the section may perhaps be taken to include chapters 22 and 23. There is a natural contrast between the decline and fall of the kingdom of Judah in the days of Zedekiah and the restoration under Christ, the branch, which is promised in chapter 23. It reminds us of Ezekiel's prophecy concerning Zedekiah in chapter 21 of Ezekiel. Thou profane, wicked Prince of Israel, whose day is come when iniquity shall have an end, thus saith the Lord God, remove the diadem, take off the crown, this shall not be the same. Exalt him that is low, and abase him that is high. I will overturn it, and it shall be no more until he come whose right it is, and I will give it him. It is obvious that the prophecies of Jeremiah are not presented in his book, as we now have it, in anything like chronological order. In the 25th chapter, we return to the fourth year of Jehoiakim, a date that is also found in the 36th chapter concerning the incident of the burnt scroll, while in the 32nd chapter, we are in the 10th year of Zedekiah, just before the fall of Jerusalem. We do not know the principle of the compilation as it stands in our Bibles today. There is considerable difference of order as between the Hebrew and the Septuagint version, but the dating of the prophecies here and there, and the knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom of God, and of that kingdom as the objective of the purpose of God upon earth, will enable us rightly to appreciate the word of God by the prophet, and to appropriate that patience and comfort of the scriptures for which they were written aforetime. Romans 15. Returning then to chapter 21, we read, the word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord when King Zedekiah sent unto him Pasha the son of Malchiah, and Zephaniah the son of Maaseiah, the priest, saying, inquire, I pray thee, of the Lord for us, for Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, maketh war against us. If so be that the Lord will deal with us according to his wondrous works, that he may go up from us. It should be noted that this Pasha, the son of Malchiah, is not the same person as Pasha, the chief governor of chapter 20. Then, as now, there were several persons who bore the same name, without much risk of confusion. We've seen in the case of Jeremiah himself that there were apparently five other men bearing the same name. Jeremiah the prophet was of Anathoth and was a priest as well as a prophet. Pasha and Zephaniah, the latter name being another common name, came to the prophet to inquire about Nebuchadrezzar and the war. It will be noted here that the spelling of Nebuchadnezzar's name is different from what is found elsewhere in the scriptures. The Cambridge Bible has the following note on the name, as found in these chapters of Jeremiah. This is a nearer approach than Nebuchadnezzar to the correct spelling of the word, and is always found in the Masoretic text of this book, except in chapters 27 to 29. Nabucodonosor, O Nebo, defend the landmark, presents perhaps the nearest sound in English writing. Could it be that the Lord God of Israel would tolerate this Babylonian king and worshipper of a false god, against whom he had already pronounced judgment? Could it be that he would allow such a man to prevail against Jerusalem? No doubt Pasha and Zephaniah anticipated a favorable answer from God, perhaps as in the days of Hezekiah and Sennacherib. But it was not to be. Jeremiah sent the messengers back with a dreadful message. Thus shall ye say to Zedekiah, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, behold, I will turn back the weapons of war that are in your hands, wherewith ye fight against the king of Babylon and against the Chaldeans, which besiege you without the walls, and I will assemble them into the midst of this city. I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand and with a strong arm, even in anger and fury and in great wrath. And the king himself was to be delivered into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the fulfillment of which word we read in 2 Kings 15 and Jeremiah 39, where we are told that Zedekiah fled by the way of the south and was overtaken by the Babylonians near Jericho and taken up to Riblah to the king of Babylon. And they slew the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes and put out the eyes of Zedekiah and bound him with fetters of brass and carried him to Babylon. To the people of Jerusalem, God sent a message by the prophet that there was safety only in yielding to the Chaldeans. He that abideth in this city shall die with the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence. But he that goeth out and falleth to the Chaldeans that besiege you, he shall live, and his life shall be unto him for a prey. Later on, we read that the prophet was accused of treachery and was imprisoned, apparently because of this prophecy. But at any rate, he had the satisfaction of being liberated and rewarded after his sufferings, when all around was death and destruction. The rest of this chapter 21 consists of a divine exhortation to the house of David and a rebuke of the vain confidence of Jerusalem in its strongly fortified position among the mountains.